Welcome to Pax Europiana, the debate about peace and prosperity. It is about prosperity in Europe and an important role model discussion, which is just this moment happening in the Austrian Parliament. It's the debate about one subsidiary of Volkswagen, the big German car conglomerate, which wants to close down one of its manufacturing sites for trucks in Austria. Over very close to the German border in Upper Austria, they have bought one of the old industrial assets of the Austrian state-owned industry, basically with a tradition, a long-standing of trucks and vehicles for the army, tanks, and it's called Steyr. Steyr is quite a famous Austrian industrial asset in this old iron and steel city between Steyr, that's the name of the city also, not a steel, but more the iron tradition. And this is an important industrial asset. It was just some years ago renovated and massively invested. But as the debate has now turned out, the decision is because of Polish competitive advantages. Because Volkswagen is, of course, a global company. They want to relocate that part of truck manufacturing to Poland, where there is cheaper labor and lower taxation. And it's obviously also very close to Germany from the logistical side. And Austria has not reformed anything of significance since the year 2003. That was the last time where anything has happened in Austria which you can call economic reform. That was under Schüssel. There was tax reform, there was also privatization, there was infrastructure drive, there was some reforms and pension reform, yes, and there was things happening, especially in the period from 2001 to 2003. He basically stopped then in 2004, and since then, nothing of significance has happened in Austria in the last 20 lost years. It's now 18 lost years. Good. And then obviously in the reforms of this short period of intensive competitive reforms, infrastructure drive and opening, they have worked some years to cover Austria through this crisis. Also the very positive effect of EU enlargement, because Austria has attracted a lot of more people and capital, because we are in the central hub logistic position of a reunited Europe. That was very good for Austria, obviously. All these wonderful new opportunities in new Eastern Europe, new Central Europe, Vienna as a hub, and all these companies suddenly could scale up in Austria. That is, was the miracle of the enlargement, that we had relatively good smaller companies. Suddenly, you know, their innovation, their technology, which was always there, but in this small market, and suddenly it could scale up. And that's, of course, fantastic. New opportunities, so many new consumers, where also Austrian products had a good opportunity. And obviously, there was networks available all over and of people who are migrating into Austria, old ancient family links, and so on and so on. And opportunities were plenty in the last 20 years, despite the complete paralysis of the Austrian political system since 2004, basically. Worse than since 2006, when Schüssel didn't win, and then came the left-wing government. It was a complete disaster since then. And it ever since, because unfortunately Sebastian Kurz has significantly done nothing else but staying in power. He has, to my best knowledge, not privatized anything, not cut any taxes, not liberalized anything, a little bit the labor market, to be fair. Yeah, there was some small progress. Yes, good, in 20 long years, one small progress. Okay, good, at least there was something happening. Obviously, on the rest, he has blocked everything else, and he never had a majority for any reforms, nor he ever wanted to do any reforms, to my best knowledge, because he significantly has not done anything of significance up to now. And he is also now quite a long time already in power himself, but also in between, they have done nothing. So it's not just him. It's all the Gusenbauers and Mitterlehners and Molterers, and you know, there were so many of them. They have basically been paralyzed, self-paralyzed, because of not really wanting anything of significance to change and improve, and also not having any kind of courage to explain the necessities to reform to the population, nor ever having any conviction to really do that accordingly. So now, of course, in this crisis, companies have to cut their costs and see where the real long-term investment locations are, and also how to escape out of this very expensive Austrian labor market model of this very high-level collective bargaining and the consequent very frozen industrial relations, which somehow is very difficult, obviously, to cut costs. And then companies like Volkswagen, they prefer actually to sell such assets and to completely get rid and to put the hot potatoes to somebody else, and the expensive potato, even when they have invested billions, not billions, but several hundreds of millions into such all over such assets. This was quite expensive, and it's a huge industrial manufacturing site, and it's a beauty. But obviously there's technology changing, there's e-mobility, and then they have not really worked, adopted, because they always did it like it has to be done. And, you know, they do a very good high technology there, and they could easily adopt to modernity if they would be better led. Obviously, the problem is that some of these transactions are happening on a so-called collusive basis, as much in Austria is done. And obviously, Volkswagen is very much interconnected with Russia via Gerhard Schröder and this whole links with the German social democracy with Gerhard Schröder, and also the Austrian energy connections with Russia and industrial connections. Here, Deripaska is to be mentioned, and his links to Strabag, his links obviously into the Austrian political circles, and especially this manager, Sigi Wolf, who made the offer, is obviously very closely related with the Russian-Austrian interests. And here, obviously, the idea was to make a fast maneuver and make Sigi Wolf very rich, and also have the Russians having these major assets for their market, which probably doesn't have so high technology transformation aims in terms of e-mobility. And so that might have even made some economic sense. Anyhow, the Austrian left and their workers' councils have opposed this kind of restructuring, and now it's a complete mess. Some might criticize me for calling for a nationalization in terms of buying it by the Austrian state industrial holding, but I think in such a case, if it would be a tragedy to have an industrial core of Austria to go down. That would be really bad, and that's the worst example. So what I call for, and I have already made a podcast about it, but I repeat the Obama model of buying temporary into industrial assets in a crisis as a state, and then finding a better investor than, for example, Volkswagen, who obviously doesn't want to sell to the real competition. It also has to be understood, this is an important industrial asset. It's owned by Volkswagen. Volkswagen doesn't want to sell it to Peugeot or to the Chinese truck company or so and so. Because why? They are obviously going in a cheaper destination to produce, but they don't want to close down this kind of manufacturing site because it would produce in a shrinking market a competitive product towards the new site. So their logic is obviously closing down Steyr in that process. It's the natural instinct of such a big conglomerate. So the Austrian instinct and the Austrian necessity to safeguard such an industrial asset must be to nationalize it in a temporary context of some years, restructure it, and put it off to auction towards the stock and to the interested investor, to the competition of Volkswagen. So Volkswagen gives it, sells it to the Austrian state. The Austrian state sells it off to, let's say, the competition who also wants to do trucks, and they probably will be innovative, and then it will be a transformation. Obviously, the workers will have to accept lower wages. That's the nature of such a transaction, and there will be that will be unavoidable, and that will be have to done by the Austrian state trust fund or by the investor in the future. But definitely this kind of adaptation is inevitable because we have too long frozen such assets under this kind of protected cover of this boom town in the last years where there was such an emerging market. Now in the crisis, obviously, these boom times are over and the technology adoption which was missed has now to be, you know, there is a cost to be carried because also when the Austrian state holding buys it, restructuring will be inevitable. because you cannot then just, you know, turn it into a kind of employment creation vehicle. If there is no, also the new owners, if it's the Austrian state, will have to cut costs, and that will be absolutely necessary. But, you know, I'm ready for this model of temporary nationalization under the condition, obviously, that at the same time the left agrees to sell and partially privatize 49% of the Austrian state holding. Because that is basically the answer to all this corruption and collusion and personal appointment scandals of the last years. And that's the answer to all these mechanisms, that we have this state holding, it's worth 26 trillion. We have anyhow now another 30 billion of debt or something extraordinary. We are now at 90% of GDP. So it's quite simple. Sell 49% towards the Austrian stock market of this ÖBAG, of the Austrian state industrial holding. And that's a beautiful deal to make. And we have done it also with Verbund, same model, 49%. We have done it with the Austrian Postal Service, and we should do it with the Austrian Motorway Service, ASFINAG, and with the Austrian... we have done it in Telekom already, even more, that was much better. And then we can also do it with the Austrian Railway System. And that's the way to privatize, not completely, because there is some interest of the public maybe, and there must be a political consensus found, but this will be very good. And then this now partially owned only industrial holding, the ÖBAG New, 49% at the stock exchange, can then make a decision to buy this Mann Steyr from Volkswagen and maybe restructure it competently, maybe run it successfully or sell it off in the future. And then there will be anyhow restructuring necessary, because when you still today put a lot of focus on diesel trucks, and then obviously you have a big problem, because the future is electromobility. And so my small call here, let's privatize 49% of ÖBAG, let's then nationalize for the sake of employment and temporary on a 3 to 5 year period this site of MAN Steyr, and then let's see what the restructuring process or what the future sales of that asset will bring, and possible there will be some interest maybe of the Chinese, maybe of others from America, other European competitors of Volkswagen might be interested in such a site once it's modernized, reformed and restructured. I'm sure it is a fantastic asset to manufacture something like cars, vehicles, tanks. I'm sure there is continued need for that in the future, but obviously under a lower taxation situation, because remind always yourself on the fact that Poland has 19% corporate taxation, Austria 25%. The income taxation in Poland is obviously between 14% and 32%, and in Austria between 25% and 55%. So socialism and Austrian kind of high-tax, high-welfare system of the past is not very competitive, and especially in a crisis like Corona, it's exposed as kind of a shame, and it's failing. And that's something we have to also quite clearly address, because the decision by Volkswagen to move it to Poland comes obviously because it's cheaper, more cost-effective, lower taxation, because when all these arguments of the left and the green movement that the investment decisions are made by the availability of skilled labor and, you know, the science and the research environment, and, you know, the science research environment you can transport rather easily. And skilled labors they have in Poland as well. So it's not exact, and they have also good infrastructure there, maybe even better than in Austria. So we, as long as we are so expensive, we will not attract investment in manufacturing. That's for sure. We will even have major complications to keep it. And no, Russia is not the answer. And this Russian deal is luckily off. But what can be easily the answer is to make a decent sales process for this industrial asset and to auction it off to the international market in a more transparent manner, because confident there will be a lot of investment funds, also the competition of Volkswagen being interested in such an asset over time. If the crisis now recedes and it's restructured, and also there is some kind of necessary restructuring happening, which will be anyhow inevitable, either by the Volkswagen, they were not ready for it or not able, or by Sigi Wolf, which I don't support, or by the Austrian state holding or the Landesholding, whoever from the state will be active and engaged, yeah, they will have to restructure it as well. So inevitable, this will be unavoidable. And it's also decently, because once you have been frozen too long and you were not competitive and you have waited, and then obviously the costs of restructuring are just getting higher. So that's why I call, yes, we can nationalize this asset, and we should. It should not be closed. I am very much against closing such beautiful industrial assets, but we need an economic policy which makes that sustainable. You know, we need lower taxes. We need also to open up the Austrian corporate sector with the nationalization, and we need also more flexible labor market in Austria in terms of renegotiating also wages in a restructuring. And that's all absolutely necessary. And in that case, once there is a consensus for that, let's nationalize it temporarily. Why not? We shouldn't be ideologically kind of doctrines. No, it can be a state asset for 3-4 years, maybe for 2. Let's sell it. Let's take it off the shoulders of Volkswagen if they don't like it. We can also continue for some time. And then let's sell it off to the Chinese competition of Volkswagen. And maybe they love to have a very competitive production manufacturing of trucks in the heart of Volkswagen area. And maybe that will be also one of the effects that Volkswagen really didn't want. But, you know, we have to think obviously for the workers and for the people in Upper Austria. That's very important. And that should be the priority. No longer Viennese high-tax policy, no longer kind of this kind of cartels of the labor market, but flexibility and good manufacturing in Steyr should be kept, even when it's an investment by the Austrian state, absolutely, but not on a 100% basis, but 49% of the Austrian state holding being auctioned off and as an IPO towards the Austrian stock exchange and the investing public. Under that condition, yes, a privatization, a nationalization of MAN Steyr is totally possible. Thanks a lot for listening.